Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to God. Give praise to the King. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on, put your hands together. Let's bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Of Jacksonville, Florida. And yes, we are praising God. We are worshiping God. We are lifting up the mighty name of Jesus. Why? Why are we doing that? Because Jesus Christ, he is worthy to be praised, worthy to be glorified, worthy to be honored. For he said, if I be lifted up, he said that he will draw all men unto him. So this day we are lifting up his name. We come that we can give him praise, glory, and honor. No matter where you may be stationed today, no matter where you are today, I want you to know today this is a word for you today that you can hear what God will be speaking to you today. At this time, we're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Our Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. Father, we lift your name up high. God, we give you all of the praise and all of the glory and all of the honor. We thank you because, God, you are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the first and the last. You are the true and the living God. We thank you, God, for having all power in your hand. We thank you, God, for being able, God, to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we can ask and above all that we can hear. Father God, we ask in the name of Jesus to have your way, move in the midst of your people, touch them today. Lord, let souls be saved, let lives be changed. And this we will honor and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Yes, you are listening to the Word of Faith, Praise and Worship Center. I am Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, pastor, founder of the Word of Faith, Praise and Worship Center. And yes, you have time. You have time to call a neighbor, call a friend, and let them know that the Word of Faith, Praise and Worship Center is now on the air. I am here to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to the lost, to those that are saved, those that are bound, those that are captive, those that need to be free. For the Word of God says, whom the Son has made free is free indeed. And yes, we are so happy that you took the time to tune in to this broadcast and to be a part of Word of Faith, Praise, and Worship Center. At this time, we're going to be coming from the Old Testament, which is one of the books is 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter, beginning at that first verse. And it came to pass, when David and his men were come to Ziklag on that third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag, and smothered Ziklag and burned it with fire, and had taken the women captive that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. And David and the people were with him, lifting up their voice and wept until they had no power to weep. And David, two wives, were taken captive. Ahinoam, the Jezreelite, and Abigail, the wife of Nabal, the Carmelite. And David were greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of all the people were grieved, every man for his son and his daughter. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. Our Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, we praise you for this word. We thank you for the living word. We thank you, God, for the word of God that will change our lives. We thank you for the word of God that will cause us, Father, to give you praise and glory. God, we thank you for the word of God that will cause us to honor you. God, we thank you for the word of God that will cause us to change our way. It's the word of God that will cause us to repent and to be saved. We thank you for the word of God that will cause us to be lightning on the inside. We thank you, God, for the word of God that you have given us, that it can be a word unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. And this we bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray, and God, we thank thee. We thank God for 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter. And if we would use for a topic on today, we would use trust in the Lord with all your heart. Did you not hear me? I said, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. And if I would use a subtopic, I would use, in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. God wants us to know that it is time to trust him, not in things, not in what you have, not in where you think you may be going, not in the person that may be whispering on your ears, not in what you may be looking at or seeing or tangible touching or visualizing, but God wants you to trust him. The Bible says to trust in the Lord with all of thy heart, not some, not 80%, not 50%, but and not 99%, but all your heart. No matter what is before you today, it's time for us to trust the Lord. You may be going through some difficult times on the day, but God wants you to know that you must trust him. No matter what the circumstances, no matter what life may dictate to you, it's time for you to trust in the Lord. When we look at Samuel, 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter, and it let us know how David and his men had come back to Ziklag. And the word of God tells us when they came back to Ziklag, they found that Ziklag, the place where they reside, the place where their husbands and wives were, their children were, they found out that it was burned with fire. In other words, somebody had invaded. Somebody had came in. Somebody had come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But when David and his men seen what had happened to see that Ziklag had burned with fire and that their wives and their children had been taken, but their wives and their children, none of them had been slain. No of them had been murdered, but they was taken as captive. And they had been taken away. I don't know how you may feel about this, how you can feel the pain and the agony that they were going through. I don't know what you think about the circumstance or what you think about if that had happened to you as it did to David and his men, to know that you were coming back to embrace them, to hug them, to love on them, just to see your family, and then to find out that they had been all taken captive, the small, and the great, all of them were taken captive. They didn't know where their sons were. They didn't know where their daughters were. They didn't know where their husbands, their wives were. See, but David and the men were away. And when they were away from them, the enemy came in to take what they had. And they wasn't just focusing on the things that they had, but they wanted to get what was so precious to them. And that's what the enemy wants to do. Yes, they want the silver, they want the gold. Yes, they want what you may have in your home. But yes, they also, the enemy, want to take what is precious from you, what you have, and what you think so much of, and who you love. But yet, when they assess things, and when they see that their wives and their children had been taken captive, the people, they began to lift up their voice. They began to lift up their voice, and they began to cry. They began to wail. Oh, my God. I can imagine how they felt. I can imagine how they felt, and how their heart was grieved. Come on, come on. Because of the fact that those that they love, those that they care for, was not there, no longer there, to be able to greet them. And all that the men could do, because the men were the one that had gone out into battle, which they didn't have to fight, they'd gone out, and there was no one actually there to be able to send those that went home. Come on, I'm speaking to you on today. Come on. Are you covering that which is at home? Are you covering that which the enemy wants? Are you praying? Are you interceding for those that seem to be okay and seem to be all right? Are you covering them? Those, the enemy knew that those that they had left, they didn't have any defense. They didn't have anyone to really fight for them, to keep the enemy from coming in and invading them. And when that happened, when they return, all they can do is they lifted up their voices and they began to wail, they began to cry. They cried for that son and for that daughter. They cried for that wife that wasn't there. And not only that, but the word of God tells us that David was greatly distressed. I don't know, have you ever been there before? I don't know whether or not you've ever been in a situation that the enemy have taken all, seems to have taken all that you have. Seems like you are in a hard place. Seems like there is nothing that you could do about it. Why? Because it looks like everything that you seem to have thought that you had, it is no longer before you. I don't know what happened in your life. I don't know what time of the year. I don't know how many years it may have been. I actually don't know it was yesterday. But I want you to know that yet there is and there is a time wherein that we can realize that when things are not going our way, that Jesus, He is the way, and He is the truth, and He is the light. And no man cometh unto the Father but by Him. David was in a hard place. Men and women, boys and girls, I realize that there have been many times that you have been in a hard place. There have been many times that some of you under the sound of my voice have been in a time that all you can do is grieve. All you can do is cry. All you can do is moan. Yes, you were praying. But yet, like David, they lifted up their voices and they began to cry. But then after they have lifted up their voices and after they had cried, there's a time that is a season for everything. Come on. It's a time that when after we have let those tears run down our face, it's a time when we are lifting up our voice and the time that all we can do is hold ourselves. Oh, come on. It's not time that's been a time where all you can do is maybe roll on the floor. Come on. It's been a time when all you can do is kind of throw your hands up. Come on. But there is a time when after all of that has transpired and all of that has happened, then like David, we have to encourage ourselves in the Lord. Because why? When David was going through this, he wasn't going through this alone. He had men that had been out with him. He had people that surrounded him. He had people that was taking care of him. Because David was the leader. But you know what? There are times when you think that you have people that are following you, when you think that there are people all around you, these same people are going through stress and turmoil in their lives. And sometimes when things, because you are the leader, and because you may be the head of the house, and when things are not going your way, like the people did, David, when they were so grieved, they began to talk about stoning the man of God, the servant of God. He too had been taken, his wife had been taken, his family had been taken. But all they could see, I got to get somebody. Somebody going to have to pay for this. And all they can think about, I'm going to get David. We're going to stone David, the man after God's own heart. I mean, what were they thinking? They thought that if we stone David, then that would take away some of the hurt. Come on. Sometimes you think about when you're going through some testing times, some times of trials, some times of tribulation, some difficult times, some messy times. You think that making somebody else to blame for what you have gone through is going to help things a little better. But that's not so. That should not be so in a person that has a relationship with Jesus Christ. David had to come to himself. He had to encourage himself in the Lord. And when he did, only when David could encourage himself, when we can be able to encourage somebody else. David had to get himself together. Leaders have to get themselves together. Those that are head of the household has to get themselves together. David had to encourage himself in the Lord. He encouraged himself by going out trying to take heads and trying to kill. He encouraged himself in the Lord, knowing that what the Word of God letting us know, because I remember the Word of God said, when David said one time in the scripture, he said, I have been young, but now I am old. He said, never have I seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. And there's another time that David said, he said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He make maketh me to lie down in the green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will feel no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. He said, I will anoint. He said, anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That's why it's so important for us to get in the word and to stay in the word, because you know there are trying times will come. There are difficult times will come. There are times of grieving will come. There are times when we think that it's all over. But today I need you to understand that it's not over till God says it is over. It's a time when we have to look unto the hills where cometh our help, knowing that our help. See, we need help. We need help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We need help. We need help when you don't think you need some help. We need help. So David had to encourage himself. You don't just go out every day without the protection. You got to have some protection. And I'm not talking about that 45 that you carry. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you need the Lord to shield, protect, lead, guide you. He needs to be able to be in your mind. You need to be able to put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. You need to be able to shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. David had to encourage himself. Why? Why? Because the enemy at that time that rose up even in the camp, the enemy, those that supposed to love him, those that for to protect him, come on, they had risen up and they wanted to destroy the man of God. But by him being able to encourage himself, we can't keep crying. Come on, we have to let God lead God and direct him. I can imagine when those men were crying. Have you ever heard the cry of a man? Have you ever heard the cry and the weep of a man that's in sorrow and grief? They were greatly distressed. But the man of God had to encourage himself in the Lord. So David said to Abiathar, the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray you bring me here the ephod. And Abiathar brought from there the ephod to David. And David inquired the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this truth? In other words, shall I go after these men that have taken my wife, our family, the wives and the children of my children? Shall I go after them? See, he didn't just jump up and flee and go after them. That's how we do sometimes, ladies and gentlemen. We don't acknowledge God. When God says in all thy ways, acknowledge him. And he said that he will direct our path. He wanted God to let him know what to do. Shall I pursue after these two? David want to know. He said, shall I overtake them? And he answered. The Lord gave him an answer. Because the word say, ask and it shall be given. We got to wait for that answer. We got to hear what God is saying to us. And the answer was for David to pursue. For you shall surely overtake them and without fail recover all. You got to know within yourself that it may look dim, may look bleak, may look like it is all over. It may look like you have lost all. It may look like this house is gone. It may look like the car is gone. It may look like you're about to eat your last meal. But you have to trust God. David in a place where he had to trust God because the other wasn't thinking about what God will have them to do. So we need leaders. We need men and women of God that's going to speak the truth and stand on the truth. And to know that God will lead, guide, and direct them. I know that I'm preaching now. Because the word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. To know that gave him confidence to know when the Lord God let him know that he could pursue, he could overtake them, and without fail recover all everything that the enemy had taken from you, David. Everything that the enemy has taken from your men, David. Yes, go after them. Yes, pursue them and recover all. So David had taken his men. He had taken 600 men with him and came to the brook of the sword where they had, those that were left behind, had stayed. But David pursued. He had 400 men, but 200 aboard behind because they were fainted. They had fainted. You know how it is when everybody is not able to go to the fight. Everybody is not able to go to the battle. Come on, stop fooling yourself. There are some people that's going to be able to go, and some people are going to have to stay. They had 600 men, but 200 men, they were fainted, they were tired, they were where you've been there. Don't just turn up your nose at the 200 that they couldn't take with them. In heart, they was with them. In body, they couldn't go. They were not fit to go physically. It wasn't meant, it wasn't that they would not have gone if they could. So David took what he had. He took those 400 men. And he went after that which God had said for him to pursue and to take all. It's a time in our life that we have to know, little or small, that it's going to be all right. And this is part of the message for you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm almost finished. You're going to have to realize that no matter whether great or small, no matter whether the people that you think that should be with you and not with you, you got to know that God is with you. God will fight that battle. God is the one that's going to get you through. No matter what you think and no matter how it seems, and no matter what the money you may have in the bank, it'll look like, oh, my God, this is not enough to pay my house. No, this is not enough to pay for my furniture or my car or whatever you may possession that you may have. You have to know that you are not alone when you trust God. Oh, you stand on his word. And I believe that David, he knew who his God was. I ask you this morning, ladies and gentlemen, do you know who God is? Do you not know that he is the Alpha and Omega? Do you not know that he is the beginning and the end? Do you not know that he is the first and the last? Do you not know that he is the true and the living God? David pursued the enemy. He didn't just go after them. So you can, when you're running after people that have done wrong and you don't acknowledge God and you try to pursue them, you can lose your own life because you didn't wait on the Lord. When you're running after stuff and because you think people have abused you and misused you and you're trying to go after them for whatever reason, you can lose your life. And you can also cause your relationship that you have with God to be in trouble with God because you didn't wait on him. Because you didn't think that he could do it. And that is something that we have to think about on this morning. But David, he acknowledged God. Because remember, in Proverbs, it tells us to trust in the Lord with all of thy heart and lean not to your own understanding. Sometimes we think our understanding tells us, go after these people. Go after them. They are miserably mistreating me. Go after this people that have caused me to cry, have caused me to weep. Go after these people that have did this and that to my children. Oh, my God. Go after that person that may have broken into your home or whatever may have been. But when you acknowledge God, when you allow God to lead God and direct you, then, and only then, that we can really have the battle. We can only, because of that, we can only know that the battle would be ours. Because you know what? Number one, the battle does not belong to a child of God. It belongs to God. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen? He is well able to fight every battle. That battle of sickness, that battle of diseases. Come on. He is able to fight every battle for you. If you just allow him to fight the battle, God, I acknowledge you like David did. And he gave it to God. And when he obeyed, he was able to go. He was able to go and take those 400 men. And they were able to find out where the enemy was hidden. Don't tell me that God won't let you know and shine the light on the enemy. Don't tell me he won't give the insight and to let you know where that enemy is. And don't tell me that you're not going to win the battle when there seems like thousands of people and things that are holding you back from doing something. Don't tell me that, because I don't believe that. I believe the word of the Lord. Don't believe what the enemy has said when the doctor says that you're going to die. When the doctor says that you're not going to make it. When the doctors say that you're blind and you're not going to ever see again. When the doctors say you got a terminal disease and he says that you're not going to make it. Don't believe that. Don't believe that. We got to believe the word of God. We got to encourage ourselves and keep praying. And we got to be able to say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed will be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtor. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. And we got to be able to trust God and to give God praise and glory, and to let God know that I trust you in every situation that is before me, every situation that is behind me. God, I will trust you. I will trust in you and believe you today. I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, today that David and his men, they were able to pursue all that was taken from them. Read that 30th chapter of 1 Samuel and see how God did it and how God won the battle for David and his men and how they were able to get their children back and how they were able to get their wives back and their possessions back. And they got more back than what they had before. Why? Because they trusted in the Lord. Don't try to do it yourself. Don't try to take God's job. Trust God. Believe God, knowing that he is God and that he is God all by himself. Would you please bow your head with us at this time? And Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you and praise you, and we magnify your name. We thank you, dear God, for the great and mighty things that you have done. Thank you, Father God, for this day and this hour. Thank you for the word of God. Thank you, God, for the word of God is a lamp unto our feet. And God, we will let your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Father, today we thank you, Father God, for the word of God that we preach on today. Father, thank you for allowing us to preach the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God. Father, we thank you for that. Now, Lord, Father, even as those that are listening in whatever city or state that they may be in, God, those that are not saved, Lord, I ask thee in the name of Jesus. You said, Father God, that we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God has raised them from the dead. God, you said that they shall be saved. So, God, I pray even now, God, that the people that don't know you get saved today. I pray that the backslider return back, Father God, and come back to you. I pray, God, that those that are weak, that they'll be made strong. And I pray, God, that the strong will stay strong. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will cast every sin unto the sea of forgetfulness and remember it no more. Father, I thank you for every soul that's been saved on today. Father, every life that has been changed. I pray even now, Father God, for those that have infirmities in their bodies. I pray, God, for those that are been diagnosed with cancer of the brain. God, I pray healing, no matter where, whether or not it is the frontal lobe, occipital lobe, temporal lobe, whatever it may be. Frontal lobe, whatever it may be. God, I pray healing now because there is nothing to offer for you to do. I pray for the larynx. I pray for the esophageal. I pray, God, for the abdominal area, for the stomach and everything it housed in there, the pancreas. God, I pray, Father God, for the gallbladder. I pray for the uterus. And I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for the ovaries, Father God. I pray for prostate cancer, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray even right now for the lumbar area. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, for that sacred area. Father God, even, Father God, for thee, Father God, the anterior and posterior part of the cervical area, Father God, in the neck. I pray for it even right now. Every leg, Father God, God, every leg, Father God, that has infirmity, and every bone, Father God. Oh, God, I pray even now. Oh, God, those have been diagnosed with cancer of the breast, Father God, I pray even now. Father, healing, let it be manifested. Healing and deliverance, Father God. Those who got schizophrenia, bipolar, Father God, those anxiety, Father God, God, I pray even now that you cause healing, God, to be manifested in their body. And for this, God, we will bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. And God, we thank thee. Amen. And you have been listening to the Word of Faith, Praise, and Worship Center. We are located at 5045 Soutel Drive here in the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. I am Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, pastor and founder of Word of Faith, Praise and Worship Center. Come and visit us. Also, if you're unable to another city, another state, listen to us on next Sunday at 11:30 a.m. May God continue to bless and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May you be blessed and you're going out as well as you're coming in is our prayer. May God give you comfort and blessing today and every day.